690, and we are pleased to have Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison on the line this morning. How are you doing, sir? Oh, doing well. Glad to have you on here as we go through the all-too-busy month of December. I know there's just so much going on, it seems like.
It is. It's such an enjoyable month to get through, isn't it?
Right. So, and speaking of all the holiday festivities and everything, we don't want your holiday to be spoiled by a porch pirate, which I understand is what you want to talk about today.
Yeah, you know, we have a high incidence of package theft across our country. Folks drive by and see these packages sitting out on people's porch, and it's just too easy to swipe them. So, thought it'd be a great crime prevention discussion to have this morning, this time of year especially.
For sure. So how do we go about preventing package theft? What are some tips that you can share for us?
Well, one of the things that I like to talk about are these doorbell cameras that we have out today, and I don't want to endorse any specific brands, but there's a couple three major brands out there. They're I think they're fairly economical. I think they start around $40 or $50, and they can go up from there. But, you know, you have these doorbell cameras, and you can, if they're in place, people are going to see that. And in the crime prevention industry, we call that hardening the target. So if someone comes up, they see that there's a camera there, that is a threat that the crime is going to be discovered. That's a threat that there's a picture of the person doing it. And so it is a deterrent. You know, most of the time, crimes like package theft are crimes of opportunity. And so they're going to hit the easy targets and they're going to pass on the hard targets. So I think those doorbell cameras are a great plan. One thing I like to do, you know, you can kind of combine these technologies to creatively problem solve, but I like those have you ever seen those coated deadbolts they have and coated door locks they have today?
Yeah, actually, we have an employee here. He just moved into like an apartment downtown, and yeah, they've got a shared kind of passageway to get to their individual apartments, and it's kind of cool. There is one of those coated door locks on the door there.
Yeah, those coated door locks I think are pretty great, and you know they're a little bit pricey. But I think they're a great investment. When you think about how long that lock is going to be in place, you know, those things last for years. I've seen them last, you know, well over 5 to 10 years. So I think they're a great investment over time. And, you know, you can put more than one code in there. So if I order a package today, I got my doorbell camera, I got my coded door lock, I can program a little code in there, an extra code in there on my way to work in the morning, and then I know that package is going to get there today or tomorrow. So the delivery driver shows up. They're going to be in uniform usually. I can see them on the doorbell camera. I can jump on my phone app, and I can say, hey, the code's 1234. Let yourself in. Set the package inside the door. You know, so there's an opportunity. And then, you know, when I get home from work, if I'm worried about that particular person having a code, all I have to do is delete that extra code out of the doorbell or the door lock. So I think those are pretty great option to have around.
Yeah, for sure. And then, like you said, it's not, in the grand scheme of things, it's not a real huge investment. So what about like a security camera system?
You know, those things are coming down in price drastically over the years. Been looking at these, you know, as long as I can remember, and they used to be so cost prohibitive, but today they're so much more versatile, and they started around $200. You don't even have to run wiring to them anymore. You know, they can be rechargeable. They can be Wi-Fi based. You can, you know, watch them from your phone. You can get alerts on your phone. You know, these camera systems today can tell a human being from something else, and so you can have them set for motion. You can have them set to detect people. You can have them set to let you know somebody's there. You know, so, you know, these systems that recognize people, you know, when that delivery driver shows up, boom, you get your text, you pull your app up, you look at the footage and what's going on, you turn the microphone on and you talk to them. So it's just amazing. You can do that with security camera systems as well. You can do it with motion light. You know, the motion lights have the camera systems in them as well. And by the way, there's another great thing to to check on the side of the house is a lighting system. And again, those are LED powered. They're LEDs. They can be battery powered. They can be super bright, super economical to install. Don't have to run wiring. Don't have to have an expert. Not a major investment. So, you know, there's just so many great things out there today with technology, and that, you know, the effects of technology have driven those prices down to make things pretty affordable.
Oh yeah, for sure. And then what are some other, like, you can meet a delivery driver at your home would probably be another option, and also lock boxes, right?
Yeah, you know, meeting the delivery driver at your home is probably the best thing you could ever do. But, you know, for most of us out working every day, we're probably not going to be able to do that. But if you can, you should. But, yeah, they have these lock boxes today. You can have it mounted on your porch or wherever you want to have it mounted in your yard where the delivery driver can access it. They may be limited in size of the size of package that fits in the lock box, but then you can get a pretty good size lock box. And again, these are, you know, low tech, pretty economical. You know, you leave it open and the delivery driver puts your package in the lockbox, and then they just punch the button and lock it, and you're off to the races. You don't have to worry about your package getting stolen before you get home.
Sure. And then there's also like the smart lock for your door and a camera like combination thing.
Yeah, they, you know, and again, that you go back to the creative problem solving there, but this thing just combines it together. And you know, that one starts to get a little bit more pricey. I've noticed when I've looked at them, I haven't priced them recently. About this time of year, I start looking at this stuff to see if I want to upgrade and on my own personal security system. But the smart lock for your door with that camera combined, you know, you can, those are neat because you can just, you know, when the delivery driver gets there, you can talk to him on the camera. You open the app, talk to him on the camera. It'll probably even alert you that the driver's there. Then you open the, you know, you get the alert, open the app, get in there, talk to the delivery driver. Once you're confident that you've got the right person on your property, punch the button, and it unlocks the door for them. And they can come in, they can set the item down, and they can leave. And you can observe this whole operation on the door camera and get some added comfort and security in your life.
No, that is great. And it's just amazing how far we've come. And, you know, even being able to leave some instructions and that sort of thing when you're ordering items, they can really help the delivery driver out and know what to expect. And even the newer stuff can also have a video recording anytime, you know, someone presses that doorbell or accesses that lock or anything. What about garage door openers? You know, a lot of people, they use their garages like their front door. They rarely even use their front door. Are there any options for garage doors?
Yes, you know, in today's smart home, as they say, you know, you can have everything connected. So, you know, you can even turn lights on and off around the house when you're not there. Set the thermostat. But again, the garage door, there's another item, you know. It's semi-economical. You know, you're starting to get a little bit pricier, but if you need your garage door replaced, let's go get that Wi-Fi connected garage door opener. You have an app. You open the app. You punch the button. The door raises. You know, you can raise your garage door from Hawaii if you're on vacation.
It's pretty wild.
Boom, raise the door. Guy throws it in there. You can close the door, and then everybody at work can be envious of you because you're on the beach taking care of your package back home.
Right. Yeah, I've seen those apps, right? It's like a little animated door opening and stuff. It's pretty cool. Also, we've seen a lot of ads on TV, you know, with COVID and everything. In-store pickup has really taken off, and people even delivering and that sort of thing. So I know that being able to pick your items up in-store, of course, can help those to be safe. But The other thing is, and we talked about instructions, being able to put those when you're ordering and everything. Also, for folks who maybe live out in the country, or they can also give instructions to kind of like hide the package too. Maybe if they have a fence or whatnot, or some shrubbery or landscaping.
Right. You know, when you order some of these places, what would it hurt to check and see, hey, can I leave some instructions? A lot of the, you know, these package tracking apps now, you know, if you get in there, maybe take a look around, see if there's a place where you can send a message to the delivery driver to do some things that you want specifically done with that package. you know, and the neat thing about the, going back to the in-store pickup that, you brought up, you know, the neat thing about that is a lot of these major retailers allow for in-store pickup and you don't have to have shipping. So, you know, some of these major retailers are taking on the role of these, you know, brick-and-mortar retailers taking on the role of these online retailers by allowing their sites to have, you know, all different kinds of vendors on them, and yet you can ship it directly to this particular store, and you don't have to pay that shipping fee, and the item is safe there as well. You know, you never want to forget to say it, but I always, you know, we always try to get folks, hey, shop local, support our local businesses as well. I mean, if I'm shopping local, no one's stealing my gear, right?
Right. No, that's a great, great reminder for sure. And it can't be said enough, I feel like. And, of course, too, you know, if you're ordering a lot of stuff, you know, online, you know, some people have to because they need some specialty items or they live out in the country, that sort of thing. If you're ordering several hundred dollars worth of items, it might be a good idea to spend a few bucks to invest to protect those investments.
Yeah, I think it's all in how you look at it. You know, you can look at it, and the prices add up pretty quick. You know, you get a $50 doorbell camera, you get a $150 coated door lock, you get a $200 Wi-Fi connected garage door opener, and the list goes on and on, as you know. And you can get as tech savvy as you like, but these items are on their own are fairly economical. But over, you know, when you start looking at the system as a whole, they do start to add up, you know. And so I'd say, hey, take a little time at the beginning, plan out what you want to do, make sure all your things are going to go together and work together, you know, so you don't have to go to 100 different apps to accomplish your goals. But you'll be a little organized about it. But, you know, in the end, we sit here and think, well, I'm going to spend $500 on security. Well, okay, but, yeah, that's a lot of money, but maybe you don't have to spend it all at once. Maybe you can build it item by item.
Sure.
Number one. And number two, you spend $200 on a deadbolt that does all these things we're talking about. Wouldn't that be great to spend $200 on a deadbolt? Gosh, that's a lot of money. But over the time, the lifetime of that deadbolt, if that deadbolt lasts you 10 or 15 years, I think that's a great investment, you know. And on top of that, if in that 10 or 15 years, how many thousands of dollars of products are you going to have sitting on your porch during the day when you're not there to pick it up? You know, when you compare that to just the sheer volume of things you're going to order in your lifetime, I really think it starts to offset and become very practical from a long-term perspective.
Of course,
you've got to invest in these.
Yeah,
we're
speaking with Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison, and sir, as we have about a minute or so left, I just want to let people know what should they do if they suspect a package is stolen.
Yeah, I mean, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Take responsibility to protect your things. But in the end, if you think you're a victim of a crime, you know, start tracking the package. Check with the seller. Make sure it's shipped. Once you've confirmed or you're convinced that it's stolen, you want to contact the police. Report it to the sender. Report it to the shipper. You may have some credit card or debit card protections if that's how you made the purchase. So look into those. See if you can get protected there. And then take a look at this list that we've given you, and consider maybe investing in preventing yourself from becoming a victim in the future.
For sure. And it's not something we want to think about this time of year, but hey, unfortunately it happens. Those bad guys are out there, but we want to take those steps that we can to protect our investments and make sure that we stay safe this holiday season. And sir, I guess I will talk with you in the new year. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I really appreciate you coming on the program this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, James, and you'll be the first person I break this dad joke out to, but I'll see you next year, buddy.
All right. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. That's Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison here on the Mighty 690. We'll be back with more right after this on KGGF.